Volkswagen hires a new kind of auto worker, one that gets paid less and has fewer benefits.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Volkswagen opens another plant this week, the latest in a string of plants to open in the United States. Starting tomorrow, the VW plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, will assemble thousands of new four-door sedans, and it'll mean 2,000 or more new jobs for that region. But Volkswagen will also be paying workers less in wages and in benefits than American carmakers do. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
Workers at the Chattanooga plant will earn around $27 an hour when you add together wages and benefits. That's slightly more than half what a worker earns at the three U.S. carmakers. A big reason, VW will be saving on pension payments to its workers.
I think that probably guaranteed pensions are gone the way of carburetors by now.
Michelle Krebs is an auto analyst with Edmunds.com. She says the days of companies guaranteeing retirement benefits for life are over.
We've seen industry-wide a move towards less of the fixed pension versus a 401k type of arrangement.
401ks usually require workers to contribute more for their retirement, reducing the company's overall labor cost, and that savings will represent a competitive challenge for GM and Chrysler, who have already cut costs to come out of bankruptcy. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
States with budget problems are finding it harder to provide health care to people with HIV and AIDS. That's according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. The foundation says more than 8,000 people are on waiting lists for medication and specific treatments from state-sponsored programs for the autoimmune disease. Jennifer Cates is vice president and director of HIV policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation, and she's with us now from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
Which states are slashing from the AIDS and HIV programs, and how's that going to trickle out to patients?
Yeah, I think the bigger picture here is that many states in general are still feeling the effects of the worst recession that we've had in decades. How this plays out for people with HIV is that as states are struggling to cope and cutting back, it's going to affect access to care. The most visible example of that are ADAPs.
Tell us what ADAP is.
ADAPs are AIDS Drug Assistance Programs. They're part of the Ryan White Program, which is the main HIV-specific care program in the country. And it's really been a lifeline for so many people with HIV. But ADAP programs, which are a key part of it, have had budget shortfalls for years. And right now, we're seeing waiting lists at levels that we've never seen before.
So how will these folks get the treatment they need?
Fortunately, many of them are getting the treatment they need through sort of temporary fixes, going to a pharmaceutical company patient access program or some other kind of short-term fix. It's really not an insurance mechanism, that kind of fix, but the states that are in this situation and many other case managers and providers are trying to work as best as they can with these clients to get them the drugs they need. Still, they can't get into the program for which they're eligible because there's just not enough money.
I can't imagine there's a good time for this to happen, but these cuts are coming at a really bad economic time, right?
Exactly. That's the other factor here. As people are losing their jobs and losing income, they're going to need to depend much more on the public sector. And that's the very time when the public sector doesn't have the revenues that they need to support increased access. So it's a really vicious cycle that affects people at the end of the day.
Now, these people are eventually, if they're not able to seek care, then that ends up hurting state coffers, right?
If you don't get the care you need early, you get sick. You need much more complicated interventions. It's not good for you personally, but it's just also not good in general for the healthcare system. So if people aren't getting access when they need it, they're not able to prevent things from getting worse.
All right. Jennifer Cates with the Kaiser Family Foundation. Jennifer, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now more than 1%. The Dow off 158 points at 12,353. Campbell's Soup said earnings were up in its last 3 months by about 11%. Moody's warned today things could get worse for Japan before they get better. Sony said today yearly losses will likely top $3 billion. Honda said Japanese workers would be off 14 days this summer because of parts shortages. The Supreme Court today has sent back a two-decades-old lawsuit over the Navy's cancellation of a fighter jet built by Boeing and General Dynamics. The justices unanimously set aside this U.S. appeals court ruling that the Navy was justified in canceling the contract for the A-12 radar-evading attack plane after it encountered serious technical difficulties.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
British officials say a plume of dense ash is bearing down on Scotland and could disrupt flights as early as tonight. That's from another erupting Icelandic volcano whose name no one can pronounce. And it's like its brother, which caused all kinds of European travel problems last year. This one could do the same, as we're hearing. The BBC's Rebecca Singer now on whether Europe is ready for round two.
Last time, it was black or white. If any ash was detected, no one was allowed to fly. This time, the ash has more shades of grey. Better forecasting models can identify the size of the cloud and what it's made of. Michael O'Leary is the chief executive of low-cost airline Ryanair. He was especially critical of the blanket shutdowns last year.
We do inspections every time there's a landing. If we notice any dust on the aircraft, then we take appropriate procedures. But there is no ash cloud. By the time it gets to the UK or to continental Europe, the thing has dispersed. That was our experience the last time. And I think the wide-scale airspace shutdowns we saw last year won't be repeated.
And don't expect the airlines to ground their planes at the mere sight of ash. Last year, their profits were hammered when 10 million travellers were left stranded around the world. All eyes are currently on the weather and wind direction, but so far, there's no sign of ash over the rest of Europe. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Hey, join us online. You can check the numbers there. And, of course, share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. I'm on Twitter, Radio Chio. And Marketplace is on Twitter as well, Marketplace Radio. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Derivatives, collateralized debt obligations, mortgage-backed securities. Yeah, you try spinning those into a movie.
My first reaction was, who's going to want to watch a movie about a bunch of guys in suits and ties sitting around a table?
Yeah, nobody. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Too Big to Fail, the film. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.